Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente with Judge Andrew Napolitano on this Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. And it's a true honor. There are so few of us out there that are fighting for freedom, peace, and justice. And when it comes to the facts, and now it's fact you, we don't have to know about the facts. You just got to swallow our crap with the government. No one knows about the facts of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights more than Judge Andrew Napolitano. If you can find anybody, let me know. Because it's certainly not these Supreme Court judges. What's supreme? Low-life pieces of junk. And they're robbing us of our freedom day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. And Judge, you have a new article that's coming out tomorrow. The government compels silence again. When Congress enacted, I love this name, the Stored Communications Act of 1986, it claimed the statute would guarantee the privacy of digital data that service providers were retaining in storage. The act prohibited the providers from sharing the stored data, and it prohibited unauthorized access to the data, commonly called computer hacking, except, of course, if the recipients or the hackers were working for the federal government.
Now, you can't make this up. The Congress, and I'll tell you why I'm raising this now. This happened in 1986. The Congress established a new standard for judges to issue orders, not search warrants, orders to computer service providers to empty the contents of what they have when the government needs them, and to prohibit the computer service provider from telling the person whose data is being stored that the feds have come calling. Before this, they would tell you, we got a subpoena, Mr. Celente, for all of your emails. We're required to comply within 10 days, but we're going to wait 10 days because you have an opportunity to challenge. Congress did away with the opportunity to challenge and ordered silence. That's 1986. Fast forward to 2022, 2 years ago. X, formerly known as Twitter, receives an order for the contents of the cell phone of Donald J. Trump for his last month in office as president. They inform the owner of X, Elon Musk, who says, I better call him up and tell him. And they said, well, wait a minute. This subpoena was accompanied by an order of silence. We're not even supposed to tell you about it. So they comply with the subpoena, but they challenge the order for silence before the judge who issued it. She rejects the challenge. They appeal that to a federal appellate court. They reject the challenge. They appeal that to the Supreme Court of the United States, which on Monday of this week, 2 days ago, rejected the challenge, thereby allowing the government to continue to get orders of silence. Now, you and I and our colleagues have talked for a long time, most recently at the unbelievable Peace and Freedom rally on your property in Kingston 10 days ago. But this is happening right under our noses. The Supreme Court of the United States, without an opinion and without a dissent, not even by the libertarian Gorsuch or the progressive Sotomayor, they usually agree on civil liberties matters, allows these orders for silence to stand. Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech, but will let them make a law prohibiting you from speaking. Now, this has nothing to do with Donald Trump and nothing to do with Elon Musk. It has to do with the fundamental human right that we have to say what we want. Musk was barred from telling Trump. In fact, Musk was ordered to file his challenge and file the appeal secretly under seal. The only reason we know about this is because when he filed it with the Supreme Court, they don't accept secret filings. So then it became public, but he still lost.
Again, this calling it a Supreme Court is...
Oh, come on now. That ain't even bullshit. That's horseshit.
I don't know where he got that from.
What Supreme Court? A bunch of people, bunch of low-life pieces of crap. And you talk about the government doing this, the government. It's not the... It's a bunch of low-life little boys and girls with bad attitudes. What government? And then this name, the Stored Communications Act. Stored Communications Act. And again, you're going back to 1986, and this is the beginning kind of the Internet Revolution days.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It was just beginning.
Yes.
And they saw the future, and they said, we have to steal it from you.
Correct.
And you go on also to mention that about the Patriot Act. What an Orwellian name. Patriot Act?
Well, it's an acronym, and I don't remember what each of the letters stands for. It is the most unpatriotic piece of legislation ever enacted by Congress since the Alien and Sedition Acts of 1798 that made it a crime to criticize the government. The Patriot Act allows one FBI agent to authorize another FBI agent to search records. And it prohibits the recipient of this self-authorized, agent-authorized search warrant called a national security letter from telling anybody about it. The famous case is an 86-year-old librarian on duty in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Two young men walk into the library and say, hey, we're FBI agents. Here's a national security letter. She goes, I don't know what you're talking about. She hands the letter to her colleague, and they say, well, we're going to arrest the two of you because it's a crime to tell somebody that you received a national security letter and you just told that other lady. The 86-year-old goes, I don't know what you're talking about. The librarian, they filed a criminal case against the librarians. The librarian sued for the right to discuss the national security letter. The criminal case was thrown out. The federal court said they can talk about whatever they want. Congress changed the Patriot Act to prohibit the thou shalt not speak part. But this Stored Communications Act still has the thou shalt not speak, and Congress still uses it. That's why I wrote about it. I was outraged that the court, and again, it has nothing to do with what you think of Musk or what you think of Trump. It has to do with what you think of the First Amendment. I was outraged that the court didn't take the case.
Well, again, the First Amendment, a couple of weeks ago, George Carlin, he used to say, it's one big club and you ain't in it. And a little arrogant boy of nothing. Oh, I was a Forbes family guy, John Kerry.
Right.
He comes out with the crap that it's stopping us from governing because of allowing free speech. And we have to basically stop it.
And Hillary,
I'm not making that up.
No, you're not making it up. And Hillary Clinton in the same week made a very similar comment. These big government egalitarians are so into the redistribution of wealth and controlling the marketplace of ideas that they want to silence ideas with which they disagree. Each of them, several times in their lives, Kerry when he was in the House of Representatives and then in the Senate, Mrs. Clinton when she was in the Senate and then when she became Secretary of State, took the same oath I did when I became a judge, to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution, which includes the First Amendment. Now they're saying an obstacle. Guess what? It's an intentional obstacle because the framers decided that free speech was a greater good than government conformity. And the public has the right to challenge the government, to expose the government. And that can't be done without free speech.
Free speech is dead in this country. You know, peace is a dirty word. You're not allowed to talk about it. You're banned from all the mainstream media. If you don't support war, you're banned. You're not allowed to come out against the government. Look what's going on in front of our eyes. Gaza genocide. The latest data that came out, 50,000 young children in Gaza will be without parents.
Ooh.
And now it's bombs away over Beirut, bombs away across Lebanon. And Netanyahu came out and said, we're going to do the same thing we did in Gaza as we're going to do in Lebanon. Where is the outrage? Where is the anger? Where is the and all of these politicians, all they want to do is keep ramping up the wars.
Right, right. All those children without parents can thank Joe Biden, because the American government is paying for that war.
As stealing our taxpayer money.
Correct. Correct.
You know, it's a crime syndicate that people call a government, and it's barely being reported in the mainstream media. Yesterday, these were the top stories on the front page of CNN, which I call the cartoon news network. Florida highways are clogged as Hurricane Milton closes in. Trump secretly sent Putin multiple COVID test machines for his personal use. Now Harris could secure a historic winning record for Democrats and still lose. America's French fry king sounds alarm. Yeah. Look at it. Look at it.
I'm laughing because I know how that gets under your skin. America's French fry king sounds an alarm. Well, Gerald, most of the public is more interested in that than they are in the use of their tax dollars to slaughter innocents.
This is horrible what's going on. And now it came out today that the United States is contemplating attacking Iran.
Well, Lindsey Graham and John Bolton have both argued in favor of the U.S. attacking the Iranian nuclear capabilities and the Iranian oil refineries. Go ahead, attack the Iranian oil refineries, and gasoline in this country will become $10 a gallon in about 2 weeks.
You got it. And that'll crash the global economy and the equity markets.
Correct.
Which is why we're saying that gold is the number one safe haven asset, even though prices are down now. It's only about $2,610 an ounce, up $600 since we made that forecast at the beginning of the year, the golden year for gold. But you know, gold is going to be worthless when it's nuclear annihilation. And that's what we're on the cusp of. And people just, you know, here, Judge, I got to tell you this. You know me and you, I like to go to beautiful places to get my mind out of what I got to write every day and talk about. And I go to this place, it's called the Clock Estate, Klocke. It's up in Hudson. It costs like $20 million to develop. It's on about 140 acres, a beautiful distillery. And it's people with money. You talk to them, they don't have a clue what's going on.
Hmm.
Do you know the people that know more about what's going on? You know, I host an hour every week on Alex Jones. And I run into people. You know how it is. The people that watch that stuff.
Oh, that's a very engaged audience.
Exactly. And now what are they doing? They're throwing them off the air.
Yeah.
The people, I'm telling you, I go to try to go to the best places. And, you know, you get in conversations sitting at a bar. People have no clue of what's going on, and all they do is repeat what's being told to them. I remember my father, may he rest in peace, when I started to get upset he got upset with me. I'd start repeating what I heard on the media. And he said to me in Italian, Pappagallo, parrot, stop repeating what everybody else is saying and think for yourself.
He called you Papagallo.
Papagallo.
I haven't heard that in years.
Yeah. Parrot. And I he said that to me several times, and I realized that anytime I said something, I better have the facts to back it up.
Right.
What all I hear from people are parrots. They're repeating exactly what the mainstream media is telling them to swallow.
Yes.
You've had some great guests on lately. What are they saying about what's going on?
Well, I've asked everybody this week as an opening question, what is the state of the Middle East after 366 days of war? Then I've asked them, is Israel stronger and more stable or weaker and less stable? And they've all said that Israel is its own worst enemy. Its economy is just a skosh above junk bond. Small businesses have closed. They can't get investment, and the military is exhausted, and Netanyahu wants to start another war. They have also argued that Israel's neighbors have had enough, and there may soon be more retaliation than Israel, even backed by the United States, can resist.
You know, everybody, by the way, you got to go to what the judges show, Judging Freedom. The guests that he has on, there's nobody like them. And they're saying things that you're not going to hear anywhere else. And you just heard the judge how, you know, this guy's a top cat when it comes to communications and how to do it, and asking the questions that mean so much and that mean nothing to the mainstream media. So go to Judging Freedom. judgingfreedom.com, and you really get the information that you need to know, because we are in the most perilous times of my lifetime.
Yes,
nothing like this. And I was a kid, by the way, during the Cuban Missile Crisis. I was in high school. This is nothing. That was nothing, nothing, nothing compared to what's going on now.
Right.
And if we don't stop it, it's going to be hell on earth. You know, the cover of this week's magazine, we think, says a lot.
Yes, it does.
In the Bible, Matthew 5:9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. I say hellish are warmonger politicians, for they are the children of Satan. That they keep selling war and not a peep about peace. This is in front of everybody's eyes. Where is the outrage?
There won't be any outrage until it comes here, until American boys and girls come home in body bags or the American mainland is attacked. There'll be no outrage until that. To the American public, they're more interested in the supply chain for French fries. Then they, it sounds ridiculous, but true. Then they are the use of tax dollars to slaughter babies.
Well, you know, I think there's going to be a false flag event that's going to rally the people for more war, just like little Georgie Bush did with following the dot-com bust with the 9/11. We're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. And you know the data, 90% of the people swallowed the crap coming out of that little boy's stupid mouth.
They did.
And again, I've read over and over again, and you're the one that made me look into it, about the United States, FDR, seizing all Japanese assets in July of 1941 because those dirty Japanese had the gall to invade French Indochina.
Right.
French Indochina. What the hell are the French doing in Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam? Or they're stealing their rubber, tin, rape, pillaging. Oh, in the United States and Dutch East India. Dutch? What are the Dutch doing in Indonesia? Oh, the same thing the French are doing, stealing, robbing. They put sanctions on Japan that they lost 3/4 of their global trade and 88% of their imported oil. And they only import 100%. Can't understand why they bombed Pearl Harbor. there's going to be a false flag event, and it may happen before this election because Kamala Harris is going down in the polls. And the people will unite. The people will unite just like they did with Bush. They won't fight back.
Yeah. I'm sorry to say that I agree with you. And I don't know what it's going to be and what form it's going to come, but the thought of it is terrifying.
You know,
to me, it's Tweedledee and Tweedledum, Harris and Trump, in terms of war and peace.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, what did Trump say? He wants to bomb Iran's nuclear plants.
Correct.
And Harris, the same thing. I mean, it's a crime syndicate. We got evil people in charge. This is satanic. And as I keep saying, where are all the religions? Could you imagine if all the religions came out for peace, we'd have it tomorrow. And you're talking about Musk. Where if the billionaires gave $1 billion for peace, we could have a peace movement that would be global.
Correct.
Not a penny for peace, billions for bombs. So, Judge, thank you so much for being on. Thank you so much for all you do. And everybody, please, if you want to really know what in the world is going on, what's next and what to do, you really got to go to Judging Freedom, because the guests that he has on, you don't hear and see anywhere else. And it's not about religiosity. It's not about a belief in your system. It's a belief of facts and data, where it's going, what's next, and what you might want to do. So go to Judging Freedom, because the judge is there doing everything to bring freedom and peace to the United States and the world. Judge, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Gerald. All the best, my friend. See you soon.